Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from one of Paul's letters in the New Testament from 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. Paul says this, "To this he," meaning Christ, "to this he called you through our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter." Well, here we are again, cooler weather, even in Gainesville, and the changes which come with fall, entering a moment of one of the great classical traditions in all of sports. It's World Series time, where a lifetime of memories are made for baseball fans, younger and older, and like you and like me. The World Series begins tonight, pitting the upstart National League champion Washington Nationals, their first time in the World Series, against the American League's Houston Astros. For me, my family, and many others, it's a time of remembering similar moments from the past of every pitch, at bat and hit, every agonizing strikeout, and the unbelievable game-saving plays, all woven forever into the iconic history of baseball. It's a time where new, special moments are born to be shared among generations older to younger, and in between, where the expected often gives way to the unexpected. It's a time of mountaintops and valleys beyond compare in the short space of a few days. The series is 4 games out of 7. The most meaningful relationships in life are a lot like that, filled with exhilarating mountaintop highs and disappointing and dusty valley lows. Excitement mixed with a measure of heartache. Memories forever etched on the fields of fulfilled and unfulfilled dreams, of the home runs in life and even the strikeouts we experience. And for Linda and me and our family, this year's World Series will be especially meaningful. As many of you know, she was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year and went through surgery to remove the malignancy, endured a painful period of healing, and then an exhaustive 5-week period of daily radiation treatments. Exhaustive to her, and I knew it, but you'd never know it the way she responded and reacted to others around her. Great witness and great testimony. But they led to an eventual opportunity for her, with family and friends present, to ring the bell, signifying she was cancer-free. She has now begun a 5-year period of regular testing, exams, and medications to make sure the cancer doesn't return. So this World Series will have a special place in our hearts and memories, special through our relationship with each other and every other relationship we have been blessed with and hold dear. It's Paul's truth coming to fruition, to stand firm and to hold dear the meaningful traditions and relationships of our lives. And we'll smile again this year as one of our personal special moments and traditions continues. Some of you may remember that moment. I've shared it before with some of you. Some of you haven't heard it. But it started in 1967, a few months after my bride Linda and I were married. It was October, and the Boston Red Sox, my team, were set to square off against future Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson and the powerful St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. The World Series back in those days was played during the daytime. Our wedding had been 4 months earlier on June 3rd, and we enjoyed a brief 2-day honeymoon in Sarasota, coupled with a 4-day trip along U.S. Highway 17 up the eastern coast of the United States from Florida back to Dover, Delaware. As a member of the United States Air Force, Dover Air Force Base was our assignment for the first 2 years of our marriage. As the hour drew near for the first pitch of the opening game, my supervisor at the Dover Air Force Base radar shop could sense that my attention was not fully on fixing the electronic navigational equipment for our military aircraft. Aircraft, by the way, that flew from there to Vietnam and back and needed that navigational equipment to get where they needed to go and back. Graciously, then, And probably for the safety of our aircraft and flight crews, he allowed me to go home to watch the afternoon game on television. As I was driving off the base, I stopped at the base exchange, a little grocery store on base, and bought a six-pack of Hamm's beer. This was during a period of my life before I gave up drinking alcohol entirely a number of years after that. And it's about 32 years ago today that I quit. I can't tell you what a six-pack of beer costs today, but the cost of it that day was 85 cents, which, believe it or not, our limited budget could not afford for me to spend. The guilt of spending that money hit me immediately as I was leaving the exchange and continued to build up as I drove home. And so, when a florist shop came into view as I was driving, I stopped and bought two yellow roses. The florist put them into a field of little white flowers called baby's breath and then wrapped the entire arrangement in green tissue paper and a yellow ribbon. Now I'd spent more money we couldn't afford. Things seemed to be going in the wrong direction. But at least now I felt a little bit better about my earlier purchase of beer, and so I headed home with my $1 bribe of two yellow roses in hand, along with the brown paper bag. Linda met me at the door and beamed at the sight of the two yellow roses, which I pushed out toward her with the words, "Happy World Series." It was the best I could come up with at the time, my friends. I wish I could say otherwise, but also they were the first flowers I had given her since we were married 4 months earlier. She was thrilled, never said a word about the brown paper bag hanging from my side in my other hand. Just one of what would be many examples to me through the years of her grace and love for me. The Red Sox lost game one to Bob Gibson's record-setting performance of 17 strikeouts, and they eventually lost the World Series to St. Louis. But the tradition of the World Series yellow roses, now I give her a dozen, given on the first day of every World Series, continued without blemish for 52 years. Today will be 52, despite its less than noble beginning. And now I also give them to my daughter-in-law, Amy, and my granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie. It was an unintended and fairly selfish beginning to a wonderful tradition underlying a much nobler link between Linda and me. It is an annual symbol for us of the renewal of a lifetime commitment to my bride, who was and remains a precious gift from God. And each year, no matter what is going on in our lives at the time, it is a moment and reminder of our love and sacrifice to a higher ideal than self, and whether you choose to believe this or not, even higher than baseball. When Linda was going through the radiation treatments and all the other appointments this past baseball season, I made sure to put all of her appointments on my schedule first so I could be with her at every one. I had to pass up my annual visits to my friends' major league clubs out west and up north that I try to visit each year a number of times. She said a few times for me to go and to do some other things that she knew I needed to do. And she could drive herself to the treatments, or that some of her friends could take her. And I appreciate their offer to do that. But I responded that that was nice, but that was never going to happen. I was her guy. I was taking her, and I was going to be with her. And through that, I came to realize what a humbling privilege it was to be able to take her and be with her through every moment. God saw to that and used it all to further remind Linda and me of what was truly important in our lives. Traditions, no matter their beginnings, do that. They remind us of the simple purity and value of those important people and things in life. Do me a favor. Look around. Do you see all those important people standing nearby? What about those moments you have with them to make memories? Embrace them. Enjoy them. You won't always have the opportunity there. Make memories and maybe start traditions of your own with them. Maybe not driven by guilt like my tradition was driven by, but traditions which mark what is really important in your life. don't miss what's important. Don't miss the memory-making moments that matter in your life. Memories and traditions which reflect God's grace and remind us of the special gifts of people in our life and of the dreams for our lives and theirs which God has placed within our hearts. Happy World Series once again to my precious bride, and happy World Series to all of you and to those important people around you that you love. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the simple reminder that you used for me in a baseball context, the World Series, reminding me, and I hope reminding us, of the important things in life, to not pass them by, to look around and see the gifts that you've given us of people in our lives. Help us to embrace them. Help us to continue to make memory-making moments that matter with them every day of our lives. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. And thank you for this day. And especially thank you for your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.